This only happens once a year, so don't miss out. The city is closing its roads just for you. Grab your bike and join one of the free community rides in the Tour de Brisbane. Info at tourdebrisbane.org.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello to you legends who text us on the burner phone in particular, 048 410 1045. If we can't do it during the show, we'll do it here at the top of the podcast. We were talking about AUKUS, A-U-K-U-S, the submarine conglomerate. We're all in a little club together with the US and the UK. Mm. We talked about that on the show today. You had a theory, Marto, about it, the amount of coastline in Australia versus Australians, and we'd all have to defend a kilometre each.
There's 15,000 kilometres around Australia, so everyone gets 1 kilometre and you get $26 million. Like, you can form a group of 500 of you, because there's 20, how many Australians? 25?
26 million.
But there's 15,000 K, so spread yourself out and every K gets allocated $26 million. Spend it as you like. Mm. If you want to spend it on free beer and a couple of slingshots, as long as you can be trusted.
Well, Anthony said he wants to get in early if I have to defend a kilometre of coastline. I'm calling dibs on King's Beach at Caloundra.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Because it's pretty nice.
It's lovely.
Yes. And it's a responsibility.
What did you say? There were 15,000 kilometres. So that would be 15...
There's some shit.
That's 15 million metres. So 26 million Australians. Every Australian needs to defend about 60 centimetres. Which is about the kind of the width of a person if you stand out with staunch...
So we just go shoulder to shoulder.
Well, maybe Margot's right. Maybe we do need to eat more and fatten up as a nation so we can fill up that 60.
The Great Wall of Australia, the Chinese go, oh, my God, we can't get in there.
Okay, we don't need to be there all the time. When we hear China are coming, everyone run out to your 60 centimetres, link just, arms.
Yeah. Rock solid.
What about the whole concept of you can't go over it, we'll have to go under it. If you can't go under it, we'll have to go through it.
No, I don't know the movie you're referring to.
What's that song? Teddy Bear's Picnic.
What was that sucking
noise? We're going on a bear hunt, going to catch a big one.
I thought you meant, what about
I'm
if the Chinese tunnel, if they start
tunnelling. Yeah, they do love a tunnel, coochie tunnelling.
And next thing you know, we're all looking out to see.
The Vietnam.
Oh, look out, there behind you.
Okay, well then we just need the biggest bopper of all to plug the tunnel.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Donald Trump.
No, Dave Taylor.
Oh, Dave Taylor's ass can save Australia.
He's doing nothing. Him and Jared Wallace.
Clive Palmer.
All right, thanks, Anthony.
We've got our own. So submarines are coming off the continental shelf. Well, we've got the Dave Taylor shelf ass that we can just plug.
Imagine dropping him from a drone. Oh, well, no drone. Yeah.
What about Tony from Wakaraka?
Here comes Dave. Dave Taylor's ass.
Can someone check? Can we do a welfare check?
Where is Dave Taylor?
He's back up at Blackwater, I think.
Doing what?
Well, remember his old man was a coal train driver.
Yeah.
I'd say he'd be doing that, wouldn't he? Yeah, it's like working on the wars.
Well, he is the caboose.
I accidentally saw his penis once.
Big?
I heard can of beer.
Yeah, like a Coke can.
Chunky. Coke can.
Yeah. I just happened to walk through the dressing sheds and he'd come out of the showers with no towel on.
And you were up people.
I went, oh, stop, I can't see.
Is it like breastfeeding?
No, it wasn't.
Is it like me seeing a nipple during breastfeeding?
You want to look, but you know you shouldn't. And then you do, and then you're like, oh, I wish I didn't see that now. Mm. It's one of those things.
I bet you.
I reckon that'd be a good phone. 133353. What did you see that you can't unsee? You know, like what did you see that you wish you didn't?
Okay, let's put it down. I like it. Mm. Dave Taylor's penis starts a phone topic.
Well, what did you come up with before?
I don't know.
What was the one you wanted to do?
Oh, I want to talk about graphs.
What's your favourite type of graph?
Okay. Dan said it
was
pie.
Whilst we're doing that, we should also do
3D. 3D pie. I want the slice you're interested in slightly lifted out. It makes me hungry.
I know the one you mean. Yeah. The graphically 3D.
But
for
Dan, it would be the smallest piece, wouldn't it? Listen,
are you small shaming me?
Yeah, well, you've done it all morning.
Very dense, we know this.
How heavy are you? You're 75, 80?
More.
82?
79.
Yeah, see? Sorry about the 75,
that's cute.
I didn't mean that.
Are you small
shaming? I don't know about
79's cute. That's
I only
cute.
Know when people are big.
I shouldn't ask, but Margot, am I the lightest person on the show?
You are the lightest person on the show by a long way. I think I'm heavier than Marto.
What do you weigh, Marto?
Well, I'm nervous for you now, Margot.
I don't care.
Because I'm on my diet in the last 3 days. I'm
watermelon.
Back down to 97. Yeah. I was 99.
I'm just under.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm 96.
Nothing.
Yeah, but what do we do in China invades?
I'm not going lower, okay?
Although this shake this morning, yeah. I might be down again.
I'll stay 90.
Kilo a week.
I promise I'll stay 97,
through,
okay?
So I'll be 95 and a half.
Margo, oh, well, I can lose weight then.
I think Margot thinks the more shakes she drinks, the more weight she loses. You know?
Isn't that true?
Don't you get skinny after eating a salad?
Oh, shit. Hey, Tony
Hey, here's one. Where's Wool Karaka?
In between your cracker?
No.
It's something like that, isn't it?
If you don't know where something is, it's the other side of Ipswich. Is that where Wool Karaka actually
it's
is?
It's got to be, doesn't
Can
it?
Can someone have a look?
Well, he's talking about the Ipswich Jets.
I actually looked at a house yesterday in Ipswich.
In Wool Karaka, though?
No, Carolee.
Carolee, lovely.
Carolee.
Hey, watch the floods near College's Crossing. Are you where you're talking?
I don't know.
Is it up high or down low?
Trying to make sure it's far away from Dobbo.
Marto, Wool Karaka is the suburb over from North Ipswich. It's
yes, thank west. You, done.
Always.
Well, Tony from North Ipswich, or Wool Karaka as I like to call it, get the mighty Ipswich Jets into the NRL, then have the Battle of the Bremer. This is getting good. Brisbane versus Ipswich in a comp on who can walk the furthest barefoot on hot bitumen. Dobbo can be the official torchbearer.
Dobbo's never walked anywhere barefoot in his life.
Oh, how dare you.
He's always got his Ariat boots talking about Kevin Walters.
Okay.
What an amazing performance from the Broncos.
That's well done from you, Tony, from Wool Karaka.
It's good sledging from us. We love you, Dobbo. He's actually due to be in here in a minute. Footy talk's happening.
Imagine if Dave Taylor listens to this podcast.
Oh, that's thrilled,
that bullying.
Oh, yeah, he'd go,
are we bullies? Is that bullying?
Oh, if you've got a big cock, everyone wants to know.
I didn't say it was big, fat. It's different. Long. It's girth, not length.
Chode?
Isn't that the most important thing?
No, not necessarily. The most important thing is how you use it, Marto. Right.
Yeah, the magician who waves the wand.
Size of the nail.
Mm.
The biggest penis the I ever had sex with was the worst sex I ever had.
Do you want us to cut this bit out?
I don't know. Just saying things. It was, though. It was the worst sex I ever had.
So Corey's not the biggest then, but because he's not the worst.
No, he'd be top five.
In would roots he be, or penis three. Size?
Would he be happy with that? Top five?
I've told him.
Well,
to up his game.
He wasn't fifth and he's not first. He's somewhere in the top five.
Are we talking about size or skill?
Both. He's top one for skill.
Oh, just that, isn't that
just
nice?
He's keeping me happy for 20 years now.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I haven't strayed
with
once.
His small willy.
No, he's got a big willy.
Oh, but
top five.
How many have you had?
More than five.
Six.
Has anyone ever had tattoos on their willy? Does that
affect? Yeah, for sure. 100%.
I've never had sex with a tattooed willy.
100%.
Me neither.
No.
You?
Not that you saw anyway, Marto. They came in from behind.
I would have seen them in the mirror. Anyway. You're a
bunch of sickos.
You imagine somebody's at the gym about to do, or go for a walk and they're listening to this rubbish.
Yeah, they're thinking about getting
you
a willy.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
They're thinking about getting a willy tattoo now.
Aren't we?
What would it say?
Jeez, it'd hurt.
It'd say, welcome to Jamaica, have a nice day.
Yeah, I love that joke.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbane ass.
My biggest story around the place yesterday was, of course, the AUKUS agreement and the submarine deal and everything. And it's so nice to see that Joe Biden finally remembers the name of something. He's not big on names. He just
forgot Anthony Albanese.
I know.
We called him Albanese.
Yeah, but don't worry. He's got this one nailed.
It's an unusual name, AUKUS, but it's a powerful entity.
Powerful.
Powerful what?
Entity.
Oh, entity.
I thought he said
an enemy.
I thought it was the enemy.
Was he watching Nemo, Finding Nemo as well, an enemy?
Hey, listen, he got the name right.
Does he think these subs are giant sand enemies?
Maybe.
Don't make fun of the leader of the free world.
Sorry.
Thank you. That's apology. So sorry, Joe. Because then Albo overseas, he got up and, geez, we're good at sucking up to America, aren't we?
Oh. A bit of a brown nose.
The AUKUS agreement we confirm here in San Diego represents the biggest single investment in Australia's defence capability in all of our history.
We've got a box of tissues over the den. Just pass me a tissue. Elbow just needs to wipe his nose. There's a bit of brown on it.
Oh. I know that we are so good. Did you notice he slowed down speaking? He gets rid of his speech impediment. So it's good someone's spoken to him.
It's like a nervous tick, is it?
No more list stuff from Elbow.
Unfortunately, Joe Biden picks it up when Elbow drops it.
Anyway,
it's contagious.
Listen, what's the deal? There's so much information involved in this $386 billion deal that
it's a lot of money.
Ooh,
could be used elsewhere, like maybe here in Australia where there's a cost of living crisis.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
Housing crisis.
People are hurting, mate.
Can I just give you a quick, I love my maths and stuff.
Please do.
$386 billion. That's what it's going to cost for these subs, et cetera, and to protect Australia. Is that what it's for? Correct?
Okay. Something like that.
Is it?
Okay.
The coast, I don't know. What is it for?
How many subs are we getting? How many to China?
What do we need nuclear-powered submarines for?
Oh, Jesus, some questions. To deter China.
How long will it slow down China? About 48 seconds if there was a war?
Haven't we just pissed off China by doing this?
There are a lot of questions that I need to answer. We have really pissed off China. And I'm going to say to you, $386 billion, you know when you get, when you smash your car, how many quotes have you got to get?
Three.
Well, we've just gone straight there. Why wouldn't we go to... Where do we buy all our other cheap stuff from?
China.
Vietnam.
Why wouldn't we go to China or Vietnam or Germany and say, Indonesia. Listen, need eight of these subs. How much? China would have done them
They could
cheap.
Make a pretty wicked submarine in Bali, I reckon. We could go to Bali.
My God.
They love us.
How about the Bintang bomber?
Oh, it's made out of wood. Now we're talking. Who just gets one quote and goes, yeah, I'll buy that? Do you realise that the outside, if you did a lap of Australia, it's 15,000 kilometres, and that's what we're trying to protect, correct? Mm. With the subs. If I divided $386 billion by 15,000, I've got 26 million, okay? So if I gave...
Per kilometre,
it's costing 26 million. So if I said to you, hey, Parkers, do you reckon you could look after that? I'll give you 26
million. Bloody oath, I could. You're good for 26 million.
I need you to man the gun 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, 26 million Australians if we all chuck in $1 each for a kilometre.
We all have to protect a kilometre. Okay. Anyway.
That's an incredible idea.
Anyway... Where was I again? They're not even going to be based on the... Where do all the people live in Australia? On the East Coast, don't they?
We just...
Phase one of the program is underway. US submarines visiting Australian ports and Australian submariners embedding at sea with the US Navy. From 2026, they'll be joined by British subs. And from 2027, a permanent rotation of US and British submarines based out of HMAS Stirling in Perth.
So they're based in Perth. That's okay.
And we're defending ourselves from Tanzania.
But all we are is a car park for US and UK sub. We're just... Why do we need to buy any if they're just going to come here and park here? We're a submarine park.
Just going back to that 1 kilometre that I've got to protect. I've just thought about
million.
It. In
you
my
want
head.
The money up front you or you what? Want it yearly?
Yeah, no, up front. You know what we're really good at is renewables, right? So the hydrogen energy. They've got those big windmills. I could just line up my kilometre with all those big windmills, just charge them up because electricity, energy, hydrogen, we could just power them a bit faster. Yeah. So they're just like big blades.
Yeah.
And anybody that tries to come in just gets chopped up.
But exactly. What she said, Defence Chief of Australia.
Tourism from Malaysia is going to decline.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to go.
Chopping up all the Malaysian airlines.
I like your way of thinking. Hey, listen, there's a local opportunity. This was only just snuck in late. You think we may get involved here?
Australian-made AUKUS-class submarines will join our own fleet. 8 in total will be made in Adelaide and based in Perth and a yet-to-be-determined East Coast port.
Ready?
Potentially Port Kembla, south of Sydney, or Moreton Bay near Brisbane.
We're on here.
You know what we'll be hunting with our nuclear subs? Made up imaginary crocodiles.
Can you imagine? Bribey Island, the key to the Pacific. Here's a
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
And
Ollie Breen, his humour ain't clean. With his handlebar moustache, he looks mean. It's Ollie Breen.
Jeez, it's flat out. We had a good chat about boobs in the off-air break then,
didn't we?
It was good.
Yeah. I love boobs. Everyone boobs put them
back
are
in.
Great.
Everyone put them back in.
Pop your shirt on, Margo.
Yeah, I do.
Look,
I think
speaking
breasts are
of
beautiful.
Boobs, I love mums, and I like mums of all types, especially the mum of my children and my mum and my mother-in-law. I want them all around me all the time.
Oh, no.
Because
really?
At the moment, I'm deep in solo parenting. Oh. I'm doing it again.
Okay.
It's a horrible time.
You don't
to be
want
me.
Us, you need us, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes.
That's absolutely correct. So what's happened is, well, a mother in our life has died. My wife's grandmother has died at the ripe old age of 90.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Frida.
Yeah, nice.
And we would like to all be there, but the funeral is in Charleville. Now, I don't know if you've been to Charleville, but it's in between nowhere and where are we?
Right. Are we there yet?
Miles. So Hannah's flown in to Brisbane, and now she's driving out with her mother out to the funeral. Her mum was late to pick her up from the airport, though, because she popped the bonnet to put some oil and water in the car. car, and there was a 3 metre carpet python just sitting on the engine.
Oh, that's fair, yeah,
now, I know they're not venomous, but they are of the constrictor family, yes. And my mother-in-law is only 1.5 metres tall. That thing could have eaten her.
Yeah.
Now, let's just think about me, right? Because the funeral's today in Charleville, and this is my one work day a week.
Oh, I so you've got all the kids after in there?
Well, I've got, you know what I say, there's 3,000 of them. What am I going to do? They're in the car. No, they're not. Listen, they're
the
at
window's
home.
Down a little bit.
They're at home with the dog. No, look, I call my best mate. Is what I did, because I was like, I can't do this on my own.
He would have been better off with the dog, I reckon.
Yes, I agree.
Well, my best mate is a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, okay.
Right? He does the lion's share of the raising of his beautiful children that he has with the wonderful Claire Hooper, that you might know from the Great Australian Bake.
Did you have to tell him, mate, look, I've got my half hour of work on this week.
Yeah, I've got hands are full.
I'm busy.
So I've called him up and I said, you come around, you do it, right? He came around at like 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. There's no need for him to be that early.
I thought he was going to sleep over.
No, he's done a sleepover, right?
Oh,
and so kid? He's avoiding his kids and yes. He's got all of my kids.
Oh, he didn't
and
bring his kids with him.
Well, what I did is, you know, because I lost my wife for the week and I'm like, you know what I need is a wife. And he's about the closest I've got to it.
We've got to do the Battle of Brisbane very shortly. How's it? Your Dolphins, you're the self-appointed number one ticket holder and you identify as a Dolphin.
I am a Dolphin. Yes. I am a Dolphin, mate.
Well, you're from Bundaberg originally. Is that right?
Well, born in Kingaroy, raised in Bundaberg. So everything north of the river is good.
So if you were battling it out for Brisbane, you would be north side on Mardo's team.
Of course I'm north side. Everything good happens on the north side, including this radio station. There's a reason they couldn't put on the south side. Someone would come in and set it on fire.
And shoot it.
That would be Logan Community Radio, I think.
So you're a dolphin. You're a north sider. Can I just ask, what pronoun do you use as a dolphin if you identify as a dolphin?
What pronoun?
With his new fin.
Pronoun is, I'd like you to assume.
Oh.
Is it blow slash hole?
Yes, I believe so.
So anyway.
You know what the north side's got over the south side?
What?
Hills.
Teeth.
Oh, hang on a second. Have you seen Marto?
Actually, current company
from the
excluded.
North side. Hang on a second.
Marto's got plenty of teeth, just none of them are his.
He went for a drive through a Nala and lost half of them. That's
They're
what
all Tom Cruise's.
This is wonderful.
What's going on, Harles, is Dolphins playing the Bronx round four. We're having the big tug of war, mate, across the Kurilpa Bridge, across the river, north v south.
Great.
Two tuggers each side. So far, we're going to throw a third tugger in on the show today.
Get
me up there.
Family.
I'll be a tugger. I've been tugging since I was 14. It's the only thing I've ever stuck at.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbaneers.
Hey, so yesterday we had Renee Kurtz on the show, who's the acting superintendent of recruiting constable training out at the Bob Atkinson Operational Capability Centre. We're talking police officers here.
You went out there yesterday, Dan. They're looking for 1,650 new recruits.
Margo and I said, go for it, Dan. See what's out there.
I just did refereeing on the weekend. Like, I've done my bit. Come on, it's your turn.
And I'm old and broken down.
You're doing the tour to Brisbane.
Oh, that's right.
We sent out the new
crash
recruit.
Test dummy.
New kid on the block.
So, basically, they have an obstacle course there that you have to run with a tactical vest on with some equipment in it. You know, they've got a mock cutout of Suncorp Stadium with the seating, the arena. They have a village there that looks like something out of Movie World with a tram and a bus where they run operations. Practice arrest.
Where are we? Are we allowed to say? Is it top secret? Wacol? Because there's one of them down at Port of Brisbane where they put fire. The fireys do that too.
Yeah, so it's a big training facility. Yeah. Dead set looks like Movie World. Where the
Were you chasing someone?
No, so I just had to run. Here you go. This was the time limit. Brendan showed us around and Sergeant Ty Gilbert is the training guru. He's a fit rig, strong fella. And he was the one saying, this is what you've got to do, mate.
So as a recruit going through their assessment, the time in full kit is 2 minutes 30 for males and 3 minutes 15 for females.
Am I any chance of getting 2 minutes 30?
I reckon you've got a chance.
A small one.
There's a chance.
There's a chain link fence. Okay. There's a mock window you've got to jump through. There's a pipe. You've got to crawl underneath a barricade.
You got any weapons on you? You got a taser or you got the
vest?
You've got,
how much
I've got
weight?
The vest on. I was wearing 10 kilos.
Oh, Jesus.
They went, no.
Slows you down.
So yeah. You weighed 20, yeah.
So normally they wear a 20 kilo vest, Margo, with all the gear in it, right?
Well, you only had 10.
They took pity on me.
Still a lot.
Well, he's a slight human, Daniel.
How dare you? I'm
you
like
are.
A shark. This is all muscle.
You're fine. I would say you're fine. Very fit, but fine.
Very dense. Marto.
Yeah.
10 kilos on you is a lot of weight.
Listen, you've offended him. Okay?
10 kilos on me is not so much
Dig
weight.
Up. You're making this. But anyway, so at the end, you exit the obstacle course. You've got to run down and run across this balcony as well and down some stairs. And
2:30.
You
two
got competitive, didn't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
What was the girls again? 3:15.
3:15 for the girls, 2:30 for the blokes.
How'd you go?
So this was me immediately. After running, this was a bit of feedback.
Mate, he did pretty well, actually. He looks in pretty good shape. He was able to navigate all the obstacles first go, which is a great advantage. He ran great across the top of the village. We might need to review his control of the offender. Otherwise, it was pretty good effort.
What's the offender?
At the end, there's a
you
dummy.
Have to tackle someone.
There's a dummy you've got to throw down onto the ground.
Oh, you hit him high.
I punched him.
Punched him.
Well, when he was
five
on the ground.
Weeks.
I know.
No, did
five
he deserve
weeks.
It? Hey, oh. If he's an offender, he probably deserved a good all punch right. in the head. Maybe that's what more police we officers should be doing, going around punching people.
We can't have offenders presenting with concussion. We've got to stamp that out of the
CTE,
out of the game.
Of course.
This is why they didn't give me the equipment. I dead set would have tasered this bloke. I was so razzed up after the obstacle course. So 2:30.
Yeah.
Here's me, as you say, Margo, seriously, just an average person. So if you're interested
and
in
agile.
Getting, if you're interested in getting involved in being a police recruit, I'm just an average bloke.
Renee, you've got the stopwatch. You had to do it in 2:30. What's his time?
Well, I'm pleased to say you're made for it. The police officer, the time is 2:16.
2:16.
You're driving home, sorry.
2:16.
I was cooked.
Smashed it in.
But if you ever see me as a police officer, here's a tip. Just run away twice because that was everything
I haven't got. You haven't got a double effort.
That's it, no more.
Well, that's what the dog's for. If you're a policeman, which way?
Sick them.
Hey, it's a bloody good career. Where would you go into any particular squad? Would you want to be a detective? Would you get a drug squad, armed robbery squad?
Drug squad sounds... Like
no, you don't get to take them.
Oh.
You have to confiscate
sorry.
And bring them down.
Confusion here. Hey, policerecruit.qld.gov.au. Marto, we were talking about this off air. If you love camaraderie, if you're into your sport, but you don't think maybe you're good enough to make it at a top level of sport, being a copper is a wonderful
if you were bullied as
career.
A kid, it's now your chance to bully other people.
To beat the crap out of some dummies at the end of an obstacle course. So big thanks to the legends out there who had us as well. Renee, Ty and Brenda for showing us around. Policerecruit.gov.au.
You do know that's where Wayne Bennett started, don't you? For years, I reckon, before he started coaching, for about 10 years, he was the head of the Police Academy's physical training division.
Are you saying that one day I could coach the mighty Dolphins?
Where I'm going. Somebody else. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Just talking NRL, again, Amelia in the news was talking about you can't name a NRL player who's or former or whatever who's in court at the moment. You know, just you let that go until the case is over. There's another one going on in Sydney at the moment and a former NRL player in a little bit of trouble, sexual nature. I don't want to go through his name or anything like that, but I do want to talk about this bit, Margo. It went down a track of consensual sex, this case, okay, and then all of a sudden it pulled up, and that's when no means no sort of thing. But the woman never consented to intercourse. The jury was told the woman sat on the bed while the accused lay down and asked for a laptop before singing to Ed Sheeran's cover of Oasis' Wonderwall.
Did you mean laptop? Not lap dance. You actually meant
no,
requested
asked for a
computer.
A laptop. He was at her house. He asked for a laptop, thinking that this would obviously serenade her. He started singing along to Ed Sheeran's cover of Oasis Wonderwall.
Jesus.
The woman found the whole singing along the songs thing to be quite awkward, his solicitor said. And and there was also other trouble.
One second.
Yeah, okay, I'll be out there soon.
Oh, is that the taxi at the front?
Sure, what taxi? No, that was just a...
Hang on, mate. I'm singing to Ed Sheeran here.
Now, Margo.
Did you say Ed Sheeran's? Oh, this is a cover of Wonderwall.
Good song, Wonderwall, isn't it?
It was a good song until Ed Sheeran sang it. No wonder she felt uncomfortable.
See, if he'd done the Oasis version, like Liam Gallagher...
Yeah.
and maybe, come on in.
Yeah, I mean, honour the clap.
Punched his brother or something on stage. We would have loved it.
A unique thing.
Is it because you didn't know the words?
There are certain things that turn girls off, I guess. Maybe when the guy took his shirt off. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm saying no. It's tattoos.
No, leave it on.
Hairy back.
Margot, where are women at with mixtapes? Because I made some CDs of romantic songs when I was maybe 17. Did I embarrass myself?
Give me the biggest turn. Actually, the whole thing.
It works when you're 18, 19, 20. Corey made me a mixed CD when we broke up for a short period of time, about 6 weeks, 2 years into our relationship. And to woo me back in, he said, please come over, we need to talk. And he made a CD of all of our favourite songs.
To get a girl back. Yeah. The same thing.
It worked. It worked. Now I look back, I go, oh, that was a bit cringe. But at the time, it worked.
Can we just put that on the whiteboard? I need to talk about that 6 week period, what happened there another day.
I had a lot of fun, I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, maybe scrub it off the board. That'll do. Biggest turn offs. What are they for girls? Like, you think everything's going nice.
Needy.
Everything.
Too needy.
No. But when you get them home, like for blokes, what's the biggest turn off for girls?
Dancing.
Penis.
G-strings.
Penis.
Dancing in a G-string.
Oh, dancing in a G-string.
Yeah.
The bloke or the girl? Let's sort out
No,
sexes.
The bloke. Well, I'm talking on my behalf.
Yes.
A guy that wears a G-string, is a turn-off.
Who wears a G-string?
Some men do, Marto. A leopard print one.
Okay. Okay.
That was interesting. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I've got to go. Is that the time?
What? Leopard print thong.
What? Is that the non-negotiable? You'd pull it up?
No.
All right, so everything's going well. You get home and 133353, we're going to need assistance here at some stage.
Well, that could be, okay, what's for you? For Wiley, my son.
Well, I said a penis.
Don't want your girl to come home with a penis.
No, I don't want to. Wiley's
thing is too much makeup.
Oh,
so he had a teacher once that wore too much makeup, and it puts him off girls and women who wear too much makeup. He's like, no, and he said, she's really pretty, Mum. She doesn't need to wear that much makeup. Girls who wear too much makeup, maybe that might be a big turn off for guys.
Girls with the guy takes his shirt off, hairy back. Ooh, sorry.
Did you find
need something to grab a hold?
When Albo was in India,
I'm okay with that.
Albo in India the other day with all that makeup that he had on, more or less attractive, Margot.
It actually made him more attractive.
Covering his face.
I don't know if this has worked, but maybe it's happened to you. The girl's just gone, nah.
So you want people to weigh in on this? 133353.
I don't think they will. 133353.
Biggest turn off, but the clubhouse leader has to be give me a laptop. Said maybe. And then singing along to this. Was he nude with the laptop on his...
I don't know.
Well, if a bloke comes over and says he wants to lay down next to you and get intimate and he has a cab waiting out the front, that's a turn off.
That's a turn off.
For me. And then if he proceeds to Ed Sheeran singing Oasis, that's also
What about
a
if there's a
whammy.
Mate waiting outside in the lounge room? Come on, hurry up, Rog. Mel from Hattonvale, get us back on track.
Mate, the biggest turn off's got to be a dirty house.
A dirty house.
Oh, she's got a dirty house.
Dirty house. You roll in somewhere if they can't look after the, especially if you go to use the amenities.
Yep, skitties.
You could always clean it for her though, Mal. You clean the house too, don't you? You'd have a clean and tidy house.
Well, I have a clean and tidy house. I just don't get that lucky.
Maybe you've got to stop being so fussy.
You need to stop away fixtures, Mal, and bring them home. Home ground advantage.
The biggest turn-off might be Mal turning up at your house with a toilet brush.
Try that one, Mal.
Triple M Breakfast. Margo, Margo and Dan on 104.5 Triple M.
You heard Amelia there on the news just going through the drug data for the year. The national wastewater results are in. And that's what you like. When you get your poo water results in for Australia, you go, let's have a look what we're up to.
I feel like I'm vulnerable. This is an invasion of my privacy.
Well, it's all of ours. We're all throwing in together.
Yeah, Mark, I forget the Oscars, mate. These are the awards that I...
Here we go.
What do we got? Who won?
If you missed them with Amelia, Melbourne is the ecstasy capital of Australia.
Oh,
well
that's
done,
surprising.
Melbourne. Just
I
little
thought
applause
Melbourne
when you
were
can.
Classier than ecstasy.
No, what does ecstasy do for you? Make you want to kiss
it's a
everybody?
Party drug.
It's music festivals.
Those
festivals, maybe.
All right, well, there's no doubt. This is poo water, unless it's maybe not the locals, maybe people visiting Melbourne are pooing out.
The water says so.
The water says that Sydney is Australia's cocaine capital.
Well done,
Sydney.
Well done, team.
Darwin has the highest use of nicotine in the country and also the highest cannabis rate. Well done, Darwin.
Well done, Darwin.
Per person. Tasmania took the most fentanyl. What's fentanyl? What does it do to
like
you?
Heroin. But it's laboratory, really powerful heroin.
They prescribe it. They prescribe it for injuries, like or after surgery.
Oh,
And it's very addictive. But yeah, it's like heroin. It's very euphoric.
Oh, okay.
Is that well to take the edge off living in Burnie?
Yeah, I think so. And Launceston.
But it's medicinally prescribed as well. They gave it to my daughter when she broke her elbow. She smashed it into pieces and she pinched the nerve. And they said the only thing we can give her is fentanyl to numb the pain until we get her into surgery.
You told me
but
that.
It can be very addictive.
Okay. And you were wondering.
Sorry to bring the mood down.
No.
We're just wondering how hard life in Tasmania is. And we know now.
This is educational.
It's like having a broken arm all
although
the time.
If I lived in Tasmania, I'd want to be on fentanyl too.
Juice me up.
What about if you lived in Adelaide? It is the meth capital of Australia. Play the song. I see.
What are we, Marto?
We're ketamine.
What's
ketamine? Isn't that the drug?
The horse drug.
Jesus.
Is that because of Hendra?
Come on, Bristol
lived. Hendra, Hamilton.
Here's the disturbing fact. Oh. Australians spent about $10 billion on drugs last year.
How much?
$10 billion.
Yeah. Mm. If we would stop taking drugs, we could afford more bloody submarines. Come on, Aussie.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane ass.
How about this for unlucky? A husband has found himself in trouble with his wife because he didn't put her numbers in for the lotto last week.
No. And the numbers won.
Well, he thought he'd do something even better to try and win her back over this week. Found himself in the doghouse last week. He put her numbers in twice this week. Won lotto twice. Not only did he win 1 million once.
That's not possible.
He won 1 million twice.
Different numbers.
That's what it says here. So this week I thought I'd put them on twice to make up for it. The morning she kept crossing off number after number on her ticket. Once we'd realised we'd won $1 million on one ticket, I thought I should probably tell her about the second identical ticket too.
Where are we? What country?
Australia.
What?
Head down to a little place called Dapto in New South Wales.
The dogs, Marlo. The dish lickers love Dapto.
Where's that? I've heard of that before. Why have I heard of that? And I Googled it, of course. Greyhound racing, the most famous name in greyhound racing, they reckon, according to themselves.
When you lose all your money on the punt, you win it back at the dogs at Dapto at the end of the day. So hang on. Just slow down.
One week, he didn't put her numbers in and it won. But it can't be the same numbers.
A couple have started the week as millionaires after they won the lotto twice in 1 week.
Yes.
The paper never lies. Read everything, believe everything you read.
But the previous
husband and wife who live in Dapto were overjoyed when they realised they had won not once but twice after the husband revealed he bought the same entry twice.
Yeah, but what's the previous week stuff about?
I forgot to put my wife's numbers on last week and she wasn't too happy with me. So this week I put them on twice to make up for it.
But that means the same numbers came up as the winners 1 week and then the next week, and that's impossible.
Can I take you back quickly? 2009 in the Bulgarian lottery, same number sequence twice within 5 days.
Well, this is what's happened here. Twice within 5 days.
Jesus. So how much did they win?
$1 million each time. $2 million.
Is that enough?
Well, in Dapto, it's they're rich as. Triple M Breakfast. Don't you know
Marto, Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Hey, just quickly, Bali, it's been nice knowing you because that's the end of that relationship between Australia and Bali. You see the latest
one? We love Bali, Marto.
Let's go through it. No G-strings, no sex between unmarried couples.
Oh, well, that's it done right there. Sure.
No, wait. Now, no scooter riding by foreigners.
Really? I just thought it was they're cracking down on non-wearing helmet people.
Nope, they don't want foreigners. It's a proposed law, and if that goes through, what next? Cartons of Bintang, $58. What's going to happen?
Have they banned the best thing to do in Bali? Get on a scooter in a G-string and go and try and pick up?
Have sex on it, while the scooter's going,
yes.
I think is the most popular. Is it?
I don't know. Get some Triple M breakfast wherever you can.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
We have to find room for this simply because this is who we are.
Triple M, the official high jumping network.
I know.
High jump.
We are many things to many people, but first and foremost, we are a high jumping radio station. Mm. We cover any high jumping event that occurs. If you've got any notes of high jumping, give us a yell anytime.
Our standards are set high and we jump over that.
No, but I just mean if you see any incredible height, if you see a kangaroo scale a 3-metre wall, give us a ring.
What's happened? What have you seen?
Yeah. Why are you bringing this up?
There's been a death. That's all.
No.
It's Dick Fosbury, the man who revolutionised the Fosbury flop. He died yesterday. Died of lymphoma.
Who's Dick?
Dick Fosbury. Have you ever done any high jump? You're not a high jumper.
Yeah, I'm a scissor girl.
Yeah, well, he was a scissor guy.
I'm a scissor sister.
He was a scissor guy. All right, that's enough from you.
No, I used to do high jump, age champion, thank you very much.
With
grade 6 and 7,
well,
scissors.
Did you see anyone there doing the Fosbury flop?
Probably near 25, thank you.
Probably the person who won the competition was doing the Fosbury flop while you were wasting up. Oh, look at scissor.
That's when you went to, like, states and you're like, I've got no chance. There's proper girls here.
All right, well,
that was
Dick Fosbury who died yesterday.
Okay.
Not Frisbee, Fosbury.
Frosbury.
No, not Frosbury. Oh, you're having a lot of trouble with this word. We found a weakness here.
The flop.
Fosbury flop.
Flop.
All right.
Just know it as the flop.
He was just a normal athlete, 1967 or so. He died age 76 yesterday.
What did he do?
Well, he couldn't jump high enough, and he was because he wanted to. Look,
he went over backwards. He found a way around
the scissor.
Head first backwards. Yeah, everyone was scissoring until Dick came along.
Or they were doing the Western roll. Do you remember? Even when I was at primary school, we were still doing that. The Fosbury flop was new.
Mm.
And then when the Fosbury flop came in, you needed these big mattresses because you were landing on your ass, not on your feet.
Yeah,
so he said, I didn't read this. When he was 14, his brother Greg was killed by a drunk driver and he threw himself into sport, but he was only good at high jump, but he wasn't quite good enough.
Threw himself over sport.
And then, he decided a new technique. He said, I'm going to try this, and landed on his bum, and he went, hold on,
another
6 inches, another 150 millimetre further. He died. He won the gold medal.
What did he die of?
Oh, lymphoma. I don't think that's a cancer.
I'd imagine landing on your head repeatedly
and your back and your bum.
Yeah.
There's nothing says here that it was high jump related.
he got stuck on the bar.
He was old, okay?
Yeah.
He invented it a long time ago. He won the gold medal at 21 and retired.
And what's the moral of Dick Fosbury?
Did he ever get an OAM or anything, or an Order of Australia medal, or get recognised in the Australian
After
of the Year
After retiring from competition... he remained involved in athletics, became vice president of the United States Olympic Federation.
You know what the moral of Dick is?
Traitor.
Go head first at everything you do. Everyone else is, I'm pussyfooting it, I'll go with my feet over and careful.
Oh, he sort of went backwards and lying on your back.
Okay, so don't look and go head first. Shut your eyes and go head first into any challenge.
Well, here's a surprise. What? He had no regrets that he had never made money out of athletics. There's not money in high jumping. Who would have thought? I thought they'd be $2 million a year.
That's what all my rich friends encourage their kids to get into high jumping. Yeah, that's where the money is, kids.
And so it begins.
It's a seesaw battle.
It's a battle because it's a battle.
It's a battle.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Triple M's Battle of Brisbane.
The greatest tug of war that Brisbane has ever seen across the Kurilpa Bridge. North v South. Murray,
10 v 10.
North.
10 North siders against 10 South siders. We'll be pulling each other each way and the winners get to go to...
The Battle of Brisbane, Dolphins
against the Broncos.
The Battle of Brisbane at the moment, I think the M1 versus the Gateway seems to be the winner because the traffic is a nightmare, Marto. I don't know if anybody's sitting in it, but the veins of Brisbane reared their ugly heads.
Wednesday.
Plenty of traffic happening around.
Rob from the Sunshine Coast told us before, nose to tail, Anzac Ave backed up past Deception Bay.
Hamish from Helensvale, been a crash on the Logan Motorway, slowing down the south side at the Mount Lindsay Highway merge.
It's awful.
That's one Battle of Brisbane. I'll tell you what, when we do this, this will give you some entertainment if you're on the Riverside Expressway. When we do it, you'll be able to see the big tug of war unfolding on the Kurilpa Bridge. Adam's from Camp Hill.
Adam.
So, Team Southside, Adam. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Margo would be your captain.
Hey,
have a chat to her.
Hey, legends. How are you, mate?
Adam, you know...
Very well. Feeling very strong.
We were looking for split families, families at the Brisbane River. The Brown Snake is divided. Have you got another family member on the other side of town?
I have. My brother's turned to the dark side.
Where is he, Adam? Drop him in.
He's at Grange.
Oh. Grange.
His name's Scott, and he's on the other line. Hello, Scott.
Oh.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Scott, how are you, mate?
Scott, I think we've met you a couple of times. Hello, mate.
I think you might have the wrong Scott, because my brother doesn't live in Camp Hill. So,
oh, hold on.
My brother lives out of Toolinvale.
Hold on, what's your brother's name, Scott?
He's Adam as well. I'm Scott Barton from Grange, but he's Adam Barton from Toolinvale, so he's a mining engineer at the moment.
Well, hold on.
So is it right, Adam?
Hang on.
This is a lot of confusion.
I think we've got different brothers.
You've got Adam and Scott, both brothers, but just not the right brother. We've got the wrong pairing.
Hold on. I've just stopped this right here. Scott Barton, did you ever play for the Brumbies, the ACT Brumbies? Please.
I did.
Okay, whoa, you're in my team. I've seen the size of him. He's bigger than me.
Hang on a second. No, you were the one that banging stuck on about you need family. Scott, do you have a brother?
I've seen the size of this bloke. He's
Scott,
enormous.
Is he a prop?
No, he was a winger, but an enormous winger, really powerful.
Scott, do you have a brother that lives on the south side at all?
Oh, well, my brother lives in Poolinvale. That counts as south side.
No, is that south
side
of the river?
No, it's north of the river.
No, north side. Sorry about that.
Dear.
All right. Well, in the confusion, Marto has somehow come out with a former Brumbies, but I feel like you've set this
fair up.
Hold on, what's Adam?
Does Scott even want to play? Ring Scott?
Did we ring you?
Yes, you
know
me.
Oh, our producer.
Adam's brother, but we've rung the wrong Scott.
Margo, love a conspiracy theory. Oh, Marto accidentally got our producer.
Accidentally got an ACT Brumby.
A former Brumbies player.
He also played for the Reds.
what's going on?
He was a wonderful footballer. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, mate. Good, mate.
Good to talk, wasn't it?
If there's any other former Reds or ACT Brumbies out there living on the south side, I need you on my team, it seems.
You've made it too obvious, Marto, by knowing his full name and his whole resume that you've set this up.
I thought it was Scott who came to my 21st. I had nothing to do with this, clearly. Would I have anything to do with this?
I'm not.
Scott, stand by. What are you doing on, I don't know when we're doing
it. Next week.
I'll speak to you privately, Marto.
I'll call you.
Cheers, mate.
Is it safe to say that Scott from the Grange is on your team, Marto? I don't know if he wants to partake.
Let's get back to Adam.
Yes, I've already spoken to him. I already spoke to him. 100% he wants to.
No, Adam. That's Adam.
This is Adam.
Adam.
Yes, this is Adam. Yes.
How big's your Scott?
He'd be 6 foot. So, 90 kilos.
Okay, Adam, I need you to sell yourself to me because I still haven't got a team member yet.
I'm
6 foot 3 and 105.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a builder.
He's got four kids.
He's a builder, so you're good hands.
I'm 6 foot 3. I've got calluses on calluses.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. How strong is your grip strength? If I was to put you on the rope,
He swings a hammer all day.
Yeah, it's reasonable grip. Yeah. Not quite as good as a plumber, but
or a mechanic. Let's just go through this. I always want to profess my innocence. Adam, you must have told our producer to ring your brother Scott, who's from the Grange, and we got the wrong Scott. Is that right?
Yes. 100%.
This has got nothing to do with me. This is just a coincidence.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the real Scott, please stand up.
Coincidentally, the Brumbies winger, who's enormous, ends up on your team.
Yeah, I knew him, okay? He's an electrician, the other Scott. Okay. He's an electrician, and I know him. And that's fine, but that's not Adam's brother. Look. What are we going to do here?
Well, you're with Adam. You get Adam.
Yeah,
he's 6'3".
Adam can be on my team. I love Adam. Adam's a great fella.
How big is Scott, your brother, Adam?
Oh, he'd be 6 foot and 90 kilos.
Giving me the run to the litter. No.
Oh, he's much fitter than I am. He's like you. He rides 150 k's every Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, he should do the tour to Brisbane as well while he's at it.
He's a pull man too. He's got a decent grip on him too.
Oh, he's got a good pull.
He handles a big thick stick in between his
hands. This has been going for 6 minutes now.
Okay.
What are we landing on?
Or we get in trouble. Someone loses their job like a producer.
No. She's mad because you got the Brumbies winger.
That's an unfair advantage.
I won't take the Brumbies winger.
Oh, well, hang on. You'll have to tell him now.
Oh, Scott, did you want to be in the tug of war?
I had some needles in my back about 2 weeks ago. I just left the pass.
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
good.
He can't do
That's
it.
Good.
He's got a bad back.
Speak soon, mate. Take some Feldene.
Oh, my God. Look, Scott from the Grange has called in.
Scott. What did you ring us for?
Because your producer, Snowy, buggered things up.
Oh, bloody Snowy. Yeah.
Scott,
I'm getting messages from a brother saying, answer your phone. I said, phone's ringing.
Scott, have you and I met? We have, haven't we?
Yes, mate. You used to be in the similar area as myself, so I'm on the north side.
Do you believe there's two Scots that live at Grange? It's amazing.
Okay, seven minutes so far.
Okay, shut up with the minutes. are you keen to tug a war? Are you really 100 kilograms?
Adam's got a bigger belt size than me, but we are both nudging 100. I think he's dreaming about 90 kilos.
Who's a better tugger? You are, you happy to tug?
He's a bigger tugger, but I'm probably better at it.
All right, who tugs more often?
I have an advantage too because, you know, the girl you put on the team, I think yesterday, Mez, yes. I met her and Adam's met her and Adam says she's got him covered. So Mez is a strong girl.
He's on Mardo's team.
Yeah, all right.
I know.
All right. So I've got Scott. Are you happy?
You've got Scott and I've got Adam.
Adam, righto.
All right, we've sorted that out.
Thank you.
Well, there's going to be a meeting after the show about this segment. 7 minutes.
2 to 3 people would get sacked here.
After the show is going to be at midday at this stage. Okay. So that's right. There's Adam, Scott, we've sorted out. See you, legends. Wonderful. See you next week for the Battle of Brisbane, okay?
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Did you guys share a bedroom?
No more questions. Amen.
Oh, we've run out of time.
Amen.
Sorry.
Award-winning show.
We're just playing you off.
Holy.
Award-winning show tomorrow. Harris Andrews is going to be joining us from the Lions ahead of the AFL season kicking off. We've got Liam Wright on from the Reds on Friday. Rob Thomas is going to join the show at some stage as well from Matchbox 20.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah. It's huge. All right.
Is that all?
Yeah, I reckon. So are we done?
Hallelujah.
Oh, I've got any more to give. But Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Oh, my God.
I told you I'd get it in somehow.
Oh, Jesus.
You said I'd never be able to play this on a show.
We should have a religion chat at the end of every show.
No, it's not Jesus. It's just your friend Mitch in the morning.
It's God of music.
The Lord is letting us down.
Crucify that bloke, please.